Blog Talk Radio.
I'm just going to try to do it either Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. Just look out for the broadcast. I'll usually put it up, maybe a couple of days in advance, so that way you'll know what we're doing. Welcome. Blog Talk. I'm so glad you guys could join us today. I am so appreciative of you just taking your time out to come and join me, even for the ones that will see this broadcast after I'm done. Because I know you could be doing some other stuff with your time, okay? But I do appreciate it. Blog Talk, I'm going to give you the number in case you want to call in, 563-999-3682. And I did change the title to Racism in America. Racism in America. We're going to be talking about that for a few shows, so I try to stay under that title because you'll be able to find me in changing up, guys, to the old title. So now the new title is Racism in America on Blog Talk. If you want to pull it up on Blog Talk. The topic today is kind of interesting. I have two things that I want to talk about, but mainly I want to talk about this
let's talk about the title. And we're talking about this educational system that we have our poor babies encountering in. They're taking part in every for 5 days a week, 6 hours a day, indoctrination. And now it's coming into the 16, you know, we talked about the 1619 project that I've seen online where they were talking about it. I kind of want to talk a little bit more about that, but I also want to ask a question to my family. Family, do we see Germans educating Jewish babies? I just want to ask that question. Chinese educate Chinese. Asians or Germans educate Germans. But we, as black folk, allow enemies, our enemies, and I call them that because they are, because they show you every day. Every day I can pick up the paper, I can, you know, hear stories about racism in America. And these are the people that we have educating our babies. I'm just asking. Why is it we complain about the educational system and we know that it's, you know, the school to prison pipeline, we know that. But we don't change anything. We just continue. And we know we go on these jobs every day, right? We go on these jobs. And what happens on these jobs? They mistreat us, right? So you think they're not going to mistreat our innocent babies? Question. Think about that. I'm giving you something to think about because it's time for us to be real. It's time for us to face truth. And it's time for us to stop trying to ignore the obvious. We're so busy trying to love our enemies and to make them love us, and they're never going to because the word says they will have a perpetual hatred for you. That means continuously. There's nothing you will be able to do, family, to make them love you. There's nothing that you will be able to do that will make them care. So what we need to stop doing is trying to force the issue, okay? Let's recognize the Willie Lynch syndrome. Let's recognize Stockholm syndrome, and let's deal with it, okay? I wanted to talk about, before I get into that, this thing that I'm seeing, black history is being opted out in some schools, Iowa. Opted out, had an option for their students to opt out of black history. Why do you think that is? Why? But can our students opt out of American history? Can our children opt out of learning about Christopher Columbus, who didn't discover America, but they lied and been telling that lie since the beginning of time? They know he did not, but they have this pedophile on the calendar for one. And then they're honoring him, right? And then we have the lie that he discovered America. How do you discover from the people already there? Because he spoke to them, and he called them Indians, right? I'm just saying, how do you discover something when somebody's already there? It was new to you, but you didn't discover it because you were looking at the very ones that discovered it, that was there, living there already. But we allow them to get away with this lie. And we don't say anything, we don't do anything. And it's things that have been done over the history, and this is why things are done today. But it's time for America to do like a facelift. You know, we've done some things and some things have stemmed on slavery, but we didn't correct any of it. We've not corrected, you know, we still have the redlining. We still have the Jim Crow laws. We still have a lot, you know, black codes. We have a lot that's still going on, but people say, oh, they're not supposed, that's not on the books anymore, but it's still being done, okay? One of the laws that was back in the day, in Virginia, you can look it up, was that if a slave got killed while being disciplined, that the master, the person that was, you know, that killed them, they wouldn't be brought up on felony charges. Is that true today? So it's still some things that's being said right now that's true, but we ignore it and we act like it's not true, right? So you have these different areas of schools. Black history is only 1 month, okay? It's 1 month, February. But I keep telling people we're black 365 days a year, 7 days a week, okay? There is no not being black. I don't care how you try, Coons, okay? Daniel Cameron, I don't care how you try. Okay, you still going to be black. You might think, you know, well, I had a college degree, but you're still black. even with the blue A's who don't want to be black, they're taking on the white daddy's mindset, okay? Because they've been trained by mentors who are white, okay? And they've been trained to think like them. They've been trained to act like them. They've been trained to betray, which is treasonous behavior, their own, right? So, of course, they look at us, you know, who don't have a college degree or who's, you know, middle class, who's kind of, you know, just, you know, struggling through, trying to get through life, trying to get through racist America, and they look down on us because they are comfortable with white supremacy because I call them white supremacy. They are black people in white, you know, black. They are white people in black body, black people skin, okay? And they act just like the ones that mentored them, okay? But my thing is we have to do something. We can't just sit up here and see things the way that they are and do nothing. It's laws that we can create. We can start running for local offices. We can start running for mayor if you want reparations. We have to first, I do believe someone was talking about, we have to claim a nationality, okay? Black is not a nationality. Black America, African America is not a nationality. We have to claim a nationality. And I do believe that once we do that, we'll get reparations. I do believe that. Oh, excuse me, I do believe that. But back to my question, can our children opt out of American history? But they gave their children an option to opt out of black history. We can't have anything without them coming along and saying, no, I don't want my kids learning that. This is why I keep telling black folks, we integrated with them. They never integrated with us. They didn't come to our schools. They didn't come to our restaurants. They didn't come to our areas to live. We always migrated over to them. We migrated into their schools, and then they said, okay, your kids are here, but they can't do this, or this. Who wants to live like that when you had freedom to do anything you wanted to do in your own school? You just started out. You could put your money, your tax money, into your own schools and made your own schools better than theirs, but you opted out of having your own to go back up under your enemies. That made no sense to me, and it will never make sense. But I think we have to be honest and really look at some really serious things here. We have an immigrant. By the way, that man's name. By the name, he's from Nigeria. I wrote his name down. Hold on. I got to give you his name. Tell you about this Nigerian. He's an immigrant, and he's running for Michigan governor, okay? Austin Tinge? I think I'm pronouncing it right. Really don't care if I am or not. But anyway, he said that if he was chosen as governor, that he would get rid of Black History Month because he said it was unfair. It's unfair, huh? But what about American history? Okay, what about a lot of stuff that's going on with black people in America? Let's look at some of that stuff, okay? Let's look at a lot of what we see, a lot of the behaviors by black people today stemming from racism. It's stemming from racism, okay? Stemming from slavery. So let's talk and let's look at that. Let's really understand what's really going on here. Okay, we look at things and I've seen a video where I've seen black people, you know, they were outside fighting, you know, they was arguing, they were fighting, and, you know, white folks was commenting on it. And I made the comment and I said, this is stemming from slavery. We act, we treat each other the way white folks treat us. They have taught us how to treat each other. They have taught us how to look at each other. They've taught us how to mistrust each other. They've taught us how not to like each other. They've taught us how not to respect each other, how not to trust each other. This is what we've learned from them. But we look at the behavior today, and they don't think about where it came from, where it all started. They're looking at now. They're looking at, oh, they're always doing this, and they're always murdering themselves. They're always, you know, killing in their neighborhoods. And it's like, dummy, white folk kill each other too. Black folk aren't the only one. We kill each other because that's who we're around. Just like you kill each other, white folk kill each other because of who they're around, okay? They commit school crimes. They go in schools, shoot up Walmart, shoot up the daycare, shoot up nightclubs, and shoot up churches. So when they say, oh, black people are always killing each other, excuse me, everybody murders their own culture. Asians kill Asians, Germans kill Germans, you know? So we're not the only ones, but we're portrayed on the news as being the only one that's murdering anybody. I'm not making any excuses now, but what I am saying, I hate even when black people say, Well, let's clean up our neighborhood. Let's stop doing this and the other. Yes, we need to stop doing it, but guess what? We're not the only one. But it really makes me mad how we horn in on the black misconduct. Black people act like this and black people act like that. Welcome, welcome, welcome. But what I want to understand is, why is it that we're not being truthful in understanding where it all stems from? It's not just we woke up just being, you know, hating each other. We had help. A lot of stuff, like I said, redlining that went on back in the day. It's still going on today. I remember when me and my husband was trying to get a house, right? And we was offered to get a house in a certain neighborhood. But I knew about the neighborhood, and they was offering $25,000. Well, I'm like, you're going to give me $25,000, but I already found a house in another neighborhood. And I said, well, give me that money for this neighborhood. Oh, we can't do that. Well, why not? It's still called redlining, right? You can't give it to me for this neighborhood, but you can give it to me for this drug-infested. Prostitution everywhere. Drugs, shoot, drive-bys. And you think I'm going to live like that? I don't have to. Now, if I have some help to clean up the area, sure, let's make it happen. But my thing is, why would you give me money to live in that type of neighborhood, but you won't give me money to live in a safer neighborhood? That's what I don't understand. That's what I'm having an issue with. So this Nigerian comes and he wants to tell us that it's very unfair for us to have a Black History Month. Dude, they don't want to talk about anything black as it is because our black truth makes them uncomfortable. But it's time for them to feel uncomfortable. Our black truth makes them feel like we're being racist. How? We're black. What else are we supposed to talk about? We're black. They talk about issues, okay, relating to white people. And when we talk about our black issues, we're racist. Go explain that to me. Explain that to me. I don't understand a lot of what's going on right now. Just like you had this Kyle Rittenhouse, a little white boy, who was missing for a few days, right? A few weeks he was missing. Prosecutor wanted to bring him up on charges and wanted his bail revoked or wanted him to pay more money. His judge, his uncle probably, or somebody that knew him, or somebody that's really rooting for white supremacy, said no. Why? If he had been black? For one, if he had been black, he wouldn't have been out of jail because he wouldn't have enough $2 million to be written. Nobody would have put up $2 million. The church put up $2 million for Kyle Rittenhouse to come out of jail, right? But the church wouldn't have put up $2 million. That same church wouldn't have put up $2 million for a black child to come out of jail after killing two rioters, okay? But they did it for this white boy. Tell me why. And then they look at us and say, well, we should do this, that, and the other. But I'm like, hold on here. Murder is murder. But let me just show you something that happened amongst them that wouldn't happen with black people. If, in fact, this had been, well, let's just go with Kyle. He was white, right? I didn't read one negative comment about him, not one. But if he had been black, you'd have, bad black people, you would have been hearing all sorts of negative talk about everything about this child. Everything from the, oh, his daddy wasn't there, his mama wasn't there, his mama should have been in jail because his mama gave him the gun, and oh, my God, oh, we would have dogged him out. Just like we dogged Ice-T when Ice-T told us to ask for something. Black folk tore Ice Cube. I don't know why I keep saying Ice-T. I'm sorry. I always do this to this man's name. But Ice Cube, remember, black folk dogged him out big time because he had the nerve to make a contract for black America asking Joe Biden for something. Isn't that terrible? That's ridiculous. And, I mean, black folk got on his case about that, did we not? Why? Because we have been conditioned to fight against one another. Willie Lynch, read the Willie Lynch syndrome. We have been conditioned to fight for massive. Meritorious manumission, look that word up. That is, we talked about this a little bit last week. They will promote a black person who saves a white person, just like this that George person, the White House guard that saved the senators, okay, that ran the people away from the senators. Now, they've been talking about giving him an award. I don't know if he got it or not, but they've been talking about that forever. And why are they giving him an award? Because he saved white folks. He protected white folks, right? And they'll give you meritorious manumission. They're going to award you if you make an invention and they make money off of it, okay? So my thing is we have to be truthful about what's really going on. And let's be truthful about some of the behaviors that you see from black people are stemming from what? Slavery. Just like you see our men having baby after baby after baby. That's coming from slavery. That's, yes, okay, how do you break something that you've been doing for so long that's been passed down from generation to generation, and you never, ever see it being broken? You've never seen a new pattern. So how do you can start a new pattern, yes, but, and you can pass that down from your generation, but the bigger picture, you're going to still see men having babies with Sally, Sue, Jennifer, or Karen, and, you know, well, I'm just, well, Karen, too, because, you know, they still date white women, you know. But my thing is, these are symptoms dating back from slavery, okay? I want to talk about this 1619 project, okay, that a lot of white states like Missouri, what is it, Iowa, Missouri, South Dakota, these states are having an issue. Arkansas, Mississippi, Missouri are having an issue with this 1619 project, okay? They're saying that it's racist. But our truth is always going to be racist to them. Us talking about slavery makes them uncomfortable, right? So why should we, why? Okay, you talking about American history, it makes us uncomfortable because you'll tell us a flag that represents slavery, represents oppression, represents racism, represents abuse, represents pain, hatred, anger. You'll tell us that flag is representing our history. That doesn't represent history for us. But so your truth is counteracting our truth. So now it's time for us to get both sides. I do believe that that 1619 project is very good for us. Wanted to kind of read a little bit about that, and it was written by a young lady named, her name, hold on, y'all, I got her name written down. I have to look it up. Nicole Hannah Jones, okay? And it was talking about the biggest picture for me that they were talking about was a lot of people, they're trying to say that we're rewriting history. You can't rewrite history. History is history. Okay, that has happened. It's still going to be history. You can kind of go into more details that'll help us to understand why certain people act and think the way they do, okay, and help us to kind of revert back to, okay, this is what went on back then, so this is the behavior we're seeing now, okay, because it really bothers me when people say, well, get over it. So how do you get over something that's still existing? How do you get over prison reform? How do you get over something that's like prison reform that's still here that nobody wants to pay any attention to? That, what, one out of four of our boys, but one out of 23 white boys go to jail, but one out of four of our boys' babies go to jail? I'm just saying these are things, education, let's talk about, I mean, we could talk about so many different issues that we're not really talking about because we don't want to make white folk feel uncomfortable, and white folk don't want to talk about it because it's going to make them uncomfortable. So let's not talk about, let's not even teach 1619 to our children because, wow, that's really going into, that's a little bit deeper than what we want to go. We want to just teach about Martin Luther King. We want to teach about Malcolm X. We want to teach about Medgar Evers. We want to teach about, I think those are the Rosa Parks. Those are the main four that they want to talk about, which all of them at the time they hated and they murdered. So, but they're never going to tell you about that, right? They're going to blame it on Earl Ray Jones. They're going to blame it on other people, right? But they're not going to be truthful about what really happened. And then they're going to act like, oh, my God, we loved him, and Martin Luther King was just so amazing, and he was nonviolent, and blah, 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 blah. But they're not going to tell you that we killed that Joker because we just, you know, because of we wanted to keep history the same. He wanted to change some things. He wanted to go get that check. He was bringing it, making us feel uncomfortable. So we just had to take him out. They're not going to tell you that. But I just want us to talk a little bit about the 1619. I want us to help us to understand that, to me, it's almost like they want to change our history. They don't want to teach it. They don't want to discuss it because they're hoping you forget about it. If I don't teach it in school and you're not teaching it at home, then what are our children going to understand? They're not. Our children are going to, if you don't talk about your history at home, black folks, and they're not teaching it in schools, which they kind of scam. I mean, even when I was in high school, we had a black history. We had, when I first got there at a high school, they were teaching black history. But when we came together and everybody was going to school, they stopped teaching the class. And I was like, why? Oh, we don't have enough students signed up for it. But wait a minute. But you taught it 10 and 20 years before we got black folks started going to school, and now all of a sudden you don't have enough students that want to actually take the class, right? Okay. Whatever. Whatever. We're not talking about white supremacy that was taught to black people. So, yes, we do have some black folks that are white supremacists. And they even work in white supremacy with black folks. They're not sold out. They're sold out to NASA, but they're not sold out to their own, which is so sad. And it really, it's so amazing how people do say that, oh, you're trying to change history. If you're going to teach the 1776, if you want to teach that, then I think that you should teach the 1619. Okay? I was thinking about this stimulus check, and then I'm going to read this book because I want to read a little bit of this about the 1619. I just want to read a little bit of it. It's really interesting. I just want, you know what? I was thinking the other day, I said, why are they taking so long to decide on the stimulus check? And you know what I thought about? They don't want black folks to get anything. And if we are going to get it, any part of it, they'll allow their own to go without if they know that we're going to get something, okay? And they always think that we're supposed to struggle and we're not supposed to be given anything. We're supposed to work hard for everything, but they work hard for nothing, and they're given everything, okay? But we are supposed to work hard. We don't, you know, we don't deserve programs. We don't deserve a handout. We don't deserve a handout, okay? But they're given handouts. They're given handouts. They were given land. They were given money. They were given money to go to school to learn how to farm the land because they didn't know how to farm the land, remember? Because black folks were farming for them. A lot of stuff, they didn't know how to build houses. They didn't know how to cut grass. They didn't know how to do a lot of this stuff because black folks were doing for them. Remember, in slavery, black folks were doing everything. So they gave them money to go to school to learn how to plumb, to learn electrician, to learn how to carpentry, to learn how to build, to learn how to do a lot of this stuff because they didn't know how to do it. Because black folks were doing it for them. But they call us lazy then, right? Why? Because we didn't want to be your slaves anymore. Really? Okay. But I want us to look, let's talk about it. And the Republicans, the story starts out and it talks about Republican state lawmakers want to punish schools that teach the 1619 project. Why? Why do you think they want to punish schools for teaching this? Why? Why is it that you want to keep our history? Why is it that you want to keep our history silent? Because you're bound to repeat it, black folk. If you don't know your history, you're bound to repeat it, right? And we're not teaching it in homes. This is not something we don't want our children to be proud to be black. This is one reason why we need to teach our own children, okay? Because we're teaching our own children. We can teach our children about our history, okay? We've allowed them to teach our children about their history, right? And not our own. Do you think the Jews would have did that with their babies? Allow the Germans to teach their children? You know what Malcolm X said? Only a fool would continue allowing their enemies to teach their babies. That's so true. Because this is why we got mess like this going on right now. Where they come in along and they say, hey, we don't want our children learning that. We don't want our children learning how racist we are. We don't want our children learning that their parents and their forefathers treated black people. We don't want our children learning that. This is really what the bigger picture is, family. And we don't want to teach our children that either. We want to teach our children we're going to love everybody. We're going to forgive everybody. Everybody else can have a hand up with us. We're going to help everybody else get a hand up. But when it comes to us with reparations, black folks don't need that for reparations. We don't need a hand up. We don't want no handout. That's why I hear a lot of black folks say, I'm like, but everybody else get a handout. Why? Look, Jews got one. Indians got one. Asians got one, right? So why not you? We didn't call it that. We call it reparations. It's to repair the damage that was done. That's what it's called, restitution. Okay? But anyway, let's talk about it. This story was published in partnership with the 19th, a nonprofit, blah, blah, blah. Okay, lawmakers in several state houses this year wanted to stop lesson plans that focused on the centrality of slavery to American history as presented in the New York Times 1619 Project, previewing new battles in the state overall control of civic education. Republican lawmakers in Arkansas, I did tell you that, Iowa, Mississippi, Missouri, and South Dakota filed bills last month that, if enacted, would cut funding to K through 12 schools and colleges that provide lessons derived from an award-winning project, the South Dakota bill has since been withdrawn. Okay, but they want to cut funds. They want to punish schools for teaching truth. They want to punish schools for telling them about their racist behaviors. They want to cut schools because they don't want their stuff out there. They don't want their dirt out there. That's what it comes down to, okay? I don't care how you say it. Some historians say the bills are part of a larger effect by Republicans, including former President Donald Trump, oh, Lord, to glorify a more white and patriotical view of American history that downplays the ugly legacy of slavery. Didn't I say that? Okay. And the contributions of black people, Native people, women, and others of the nation's founding. Okay. So they're really trying to cover up their dirt. That's all. That's what they're saying. Okay, the 1619, how an accidental encounter brought slavery to the United States, okay? And I love the little picture. Okay, political battles have long been fought largely for educating board over time. Oh, I'm sorry, over how American students learn about everything from Civil War to ethnic studies and health, but proposed legislation that would penalize schools for teaching curriculum based on the 1619 project signals a new era of policy debate over civic education that may increasingly play out in state legislation. Now, why is it so important to hide this? Why are they fighting so hard to hide this? That's something, huh? They don't want their stuff out there. You know what? I don't care what you say. That is the plain, that is just the bigger picture right there, okay? The project, which was first published in the New York Times, and you know New York Times don't usually publish nothing like this, okay? This is the blackest the New York Times has ever been, okay, magazine. It was published in 2019, and for which its creator, Nicole Hannah Jones, won the Pulitzer Prize for commentary, okay, marked the 400th anniversary of the arrival of the first known enslaved Africans in the British colonies that became the United States. Okay, it includes audio, essay, poems, graphics, graphs, and visual art pieces that reframe the legacy of slavery in contemporary American life. Okay, arguing that black Americans are the foundation of the U.S. democracy. Are we not the founders? Were we not here first? Did we not teach them everything we knew? What happened when the Indians taught them crackers how to farm? They gave them blankets, just like I heard in China, they gave the COVID blankets, okay, to Africans. I have a video of that. I'm going to show you that at the end before I go. I'm going to show you that. A guy sent it to me, and he said they had blankets from COVID that were sent from China to Africa, and they had them all in the warehouse, okay? But this is what you're still dealing with. China learned it from America. Okay, the Pulitzer Center, in partnership with the 1916 Project, has made available related lesson plans and says more than 4,000 educators from all 50 states have reported using its resources. While some historians have criticized parts of the project, okay, of course they're going to criticize them because they still want you to believe that Christopher Columbus discovered America. The Times has stood behind it, okay. A more recent editor's note further defending the project acknowledges that the newsroom separate opinion section has published pieces against it, and other historians have praised the project's approaching the rigor and treatment of the role of white supremacy in the U.S. history. Okay, experts in history criticize Republican legislature for supporting bills that make such an overt move to force teachers to gloss over parts of U.S. history. Okay, which it does, because I'm gonna tell you, in high school, we didn't cover slavery. It was all the way in the back of the book, okay? So a lot of times we didn't even get that far in the book. So we didn't even cover slavery at all. It comes after a year in which many Americans have protested systematic racism, okay? And a lot of white folks say, oh, that's systematic racism. I guess so. You don't see it because you're not being treated the way we've been treated. So we can
detect systematic racism within United States institutions and education has not been immune from that conversation. Top Republicans include Trump have expressed support for nationalist propaganda as well as the preservation of racist monuments. Okay? Do we want historical facts and details that are researched and published by experts taught, or do we maintain nationalism taught? Now, how are you going to sit up there and say that when we've been taught what our children have been, what, doctrinated for how long, for centuries? You celebrate a pedophile and put him on the calendar, and then you give him props and give him, honor him, and say, oh, he discovered America, but was really raping all them Indian babies, okay, raping them and giving them to the, his soldiers and stuff, okay? But, so T. Jameson Brewer, an educator and assistant professor at the University of North Georgia, that's a very scary sort of suggestion that schools would engage in ideological nationalism for political needs. Okay, the anti 1619 project bill, which comes after Republican U.S. Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas filed related legislation last July, are brief and use similar or identical language. The legislation out of Arkansas and Mississippi both called the project a racially divided and revisionist account of history that threatens the integrity of the Union by denying the true principles on which it was founded. Oh, my God. They really believe that, don't they? They really believe that, huh? The Iowa bill expands its threat to schools' funding by suggesting any teaching with any similar developed curriculum could face repercussions. The Missouri bill would prohibit teaching, affirming, or promoting claims vowels to opinions presented in the 1619 Project as an accurate account or representation of the founding and historic of the United States, okay, of America. Boy, these people. State pushes for patriotic education. Some Republican governors have also proposed using state money to shape how history is taught. Now, they're going to use money like Biden did when he wanted his bill to go through as far as that Drug Act bill in 84 and the crime bill in 94. Remember, he gave every state $13 million, right, to every state that honored his bill, okay? Okay, in November, Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves proposed spending $3 million on a patriotic education fund that would allow schools and nonprofits to apply for money to provide teaching that educates the next generation incredible accomplishment of the American way. Okay, so in order, they wanted you to keep online. They didn't want to change nothing. They wanted to keep up the propaganda and keep up the brainwashing. In a budget proposed, he wrote, across the country, young children have suffered from indoctrination, which is true, in far-left socialist teachings that emphasize America's shortcomings over the exceptional achievement of this country. Oh, my God. Lord have mercy. I haven't had enough. In South Dakota, Governor, some stuff you can't even comment on because it's just crazy. Governor Kristi Noem last month proposed spending $900,000, okay, for a curriculum that teaches the state students why the U.S. is the most special nation in the history of the world. Oh, my God. They are so delusional. I believe that they have some, they need somebody, you know what? Okay, never mind. I'm going to just keep breathing because I'm getting ready to go there. But I ain't going to do it. I'm going to stay focused, okay? Trump also tried to push patriotic education, creating a 1776 commission that released a report on Martin Luther King Jr. Day that was criticized for its inaccuracies and erasure of black people, Native American, and women, and was quickly taken down by President Joe Biden as he took office. Okay, whatever. Like, don't be giving him no whole lot of credit because that dude had a lot to do with black families being destroyed anyway. I think that what we're seeing is a right learning or Republican state sort of picking up the reins, as it were, trying to push for with that exact same agenda that at the state level, Brewer said, okay, sending a message. James Goffman, executive director of the American Historical Association, which represents more than 12,000 historians, has been tracking the anti 1619 project legislation. He expressed concern about efforts at the state level to omit the roles of racism and white supremacy in American history. You cannot heal division by pretending they don't exist, he said. The way to address division is to understand the history of those divisions, okay? Grossman added that curriculum proposals that appear to be ideological are an attempt to deal with perceived sense of this isn't my country anymore. They make it into something that never really was, okay? Caritha Mitchell, an associated professor of English in Ohio State University, noted that several of the bills included languages that seeks to address the 1619 project as a revisionist. Okay, I have to look away to get the word. Racially division framing of history. But, she said, race does not intertwine with history only when people of color are involved. Okay, is that true or what? Okay, this one of the main ways that whitewashing of history happens. We don't call it whitewashing, just like they whitewash religion, okay? Just like they made Jesus white, blonde hair, blue-eyed, white man, okay? In Egypt and Africa, okay? In Africa area, okay? We call those heroes founding fathers, American pioneers. We pretend whiteness has nothing to do with these lullaby labels, she said. Mitchell says the legislation on the state house level is aimed at sending a message to at time with Republicans hold more majorities than Democrats in the state house, but can lose control in Congress, okay? I'm just trying to help us understand why is it white folks are so threatened by the 1619 project, okay? They don't want us to teach our history, but they want us to teach their history to our children. This is why we need our own educational system. Then we don't have to fight over anything. We can teach our babies all of our history, okay? And we don't have to teach them American history. Or we'll just leave a small itty-bitty part, just like they do slavery, okay? There's more leeway to the state level to do something to put people who aren't straight white men back in their proper places, okay? She said, and whether they succeed or not, it is important that they're flexing their muscles of reminding people, no, 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 this is still the United States where the people who belong in power are straight white men. Now, that came from who was her name again? That came from a woman. Where's she at? Mitchell. Okay. She was a Republican. Okay. They didn't say. Okay. But my thing is, she's telling the truth. Okay. It's unclear. Oh, shoot. I can't believe this thing went off. Lord have mercy. I don't know why this thing did this. Oh, my goodness. Boy, this thing. Boy, I guess I was reading it too much, huh? Hold on. Gotta go back to my little spot. So, hold on, let me see. I cannot believe this thing did this to me. We're almost done, though. We are almost done. I gotta find my spot. Caritha, that was her name. Okay, Caritha Mitchell. Okay. I cannot believe this. Mitchell said the legislation on the state house level is aimed at sending a message at a time where Republicans hold more majority than Democrats in the state house but have lost control in Congress. Okay. It is unclear whether any of the anti-1619 project bill will become law. Phil Jensen, a Republican representative who filed the bill of state South Dakota, told the 19th in the email that he has withdrawn the legislation and is focusing on other work, including a resolution that celebrates Black History Month, okay? I have chosen to withdraw this bill as I do not feel that I can adequately address it as well as I would like to at this time, he said. That means he wanted to really go into some detail but didn't want to. Okay, Jensen Black History Month resolution which downplays American involvement in slavery in part by claiming the country has a positive record on race and slavery, has also been publicly criticized. Oh, my love. Oh, you know what? This is why we can't get truth out. This is exactly why this nation will never heal. And this is why I still, even to this day, I'm pushing the move to Africa. I'm just saying, black folk, this is not your country. They were writing, the forefathers who were Masons, was writing the Constitution while they were still owning slaves. So therefore, they were not talking to black people. But they, black folks think that they were talking to them because they said, we the people, blah, 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 blah. But they weren't talking to you, family. This is why I'm so pushing the move to Africa. I am pushing it. Gambia, Tanzania, Rwanda. I know Tanzania is not hooked on that vaccine. And I was listening to a lady, and I was trying to see, Dr. Harnett is her name. And I've been listening to her, and she said to foolproof your move to Africa, how to pandemic-proof your move, okay, as far as if you're going to create a business, what kind of business. She, and I do have a video on my YouTube page about what kind of business she was saying, and she was talking about affordable housing. She talked about remote learning. She talked about a school. She talked about just things that we can do to businesses that we can create that's not going to be affected by pandemic. She was talking about their tourism business really got hit hard in Africa this year because hospitality, because a lot of people were not traveling. So the tourism went down a lot, okay? But let's keep reading. We'll talk about that. Okay, so Skylar Wheeler, a Republican representative who introduced the bill in Iowa, said in the statement, the legislature absolutely has an interest in preventing racist division, historically and factually inaccurate and politically driven propaganda, masquerading as history curriculum from being used in taxpayer-funded schools. My thing is, if black folks are paying those taxes and they, you agree that you want your child to learn that 1619 project history, then I think it should be allowed. I don't think no one person can speak up and say, oh, it's divisive. Of course he's going to think it's divisive. Of course they want to say that what we're saying is untrue. Of course they want to say it's not non-factual because it didn't happen to them, it happened to us. So let black folk tell their history the way we experience it. They always want to whitewash. They always want to tell us, oh, black folk was happy doing slavery. What the hell are you talking about? How was black folk happy being beaten? How was we happy being hung? And how was we happy when we had to, you know, we was raped and pillaged? A whole lot of crazy stuff. How are you happy when you're going through a whole lot of that craziness? But that's you telling us our story. No, we want to tell our own story, okay? So, Skylar Wheeler, we're going to tell our own story, okay? You can have a seat now, okay? Let black folk tell their story and let us tell how we experienced it, okay, and how we saw it. It's not always going to be the way you want it. And, of course, it's going to seem like it's racist because it's going to make you feel uncomfortable because this is your garbage. This is your mess. This is you're doing, okay? This is how you treated black folks because you thought they were less than. This is how you treated lazy people, as you call it, but who was building the country, okay? Who was out there sun up to sundown in hot darn sun and being beat for not picking enough cotton for you. I'm just saying. The Republican lawmakers who sponsored the other bill did not respond to requests for comment. Okay. Grossman noted that the 1950s, some legislature monitored textbooks to see how the Civil War was being taught, and teachers were accused of being communists. Okay. They weren't teaching it. They weren't teaching those kids anything. This has a long history, in a way, of the most conservative aspect of American political culture jumping on teachers and education curriculum and circulating it as being somewhat unpatriotic, he said. Ain't you something? Boy, I tell you. We almost done, family. Almost done. A decade ago, lawmakers in America, in Arizona, passed a bill prohibiting Mexican-American studies. Why would you prohibit Mexican-American studies? Because, again, you're going to feel embarrassed. Again, you're going to feel uncomfortable. But you don't ever want to feel uncomfortable. You just don't want our history to be out there. You don't want Mexican history to be out there. You don't want anybody's history told but your own, and you want to lie about most of your history and say how great you were to black folk and how great you were to Indians and how you didn't bring those blankets in full of smallpox and kill millions of Indians. Okay, you don't want that history out there. Tell that history. Tell the truth, okay? Get Christopher Columbus off the calendar, too, who was a pedophile, and stop teaching our children that he was what? Greek. Stop honoring him. He's a pedophile. Okay? So a federal judge in 2017 ruled the law was enacted for racial and political reasons, which made it unconstitutional. Mitchell credits Hannah Jones, also a staff writer at the Times for the 1619 Project, having a profound influence on some people's fundamental understanding of American history. It's a backlash for her success at getting ordinary Americans to hold themselves to a higher standard, Mitchell said. I think there are historical and societal conditions that give rise to this fear. And one way to deal with fear is to pass legislation that restricts it. That's right. Just like they restrict NFAC. Just like they restrict the Black Panthers when they came up with the gun laws in California, right? Well, they restrict NFAC because he wanted to talk about racism. He wanted to confront them with racism, and they wanted to continue on and not look at the obvious, and they wanted to tell him he was being racist, he was dangerous, but he was combating racism. But it made them uncomfortable. So now you brought him up on felony charges, federal and state charges, okay? Because that way you feel like you can control what people learn, and then you can have that status quo, okay? Hannah Jones, we're almost done, you guys, almost done. Hannah Jones, a native of Waterloo, Iowa, who expressed disappointment about a bill being introduced in her home state, told the 19th that she doesn't believe the lawmakers who have filed these state house bills have actually read the 1619 Project. She encouraged them and others to read the initiative before deciding how they feel about it. They ain't going to read it because it's talking about them. Hannah Jones, because then they're going to feel like, you know, little men that they are. Hannah Jones also said that no matter one's political politics, she hopes people can agree that an education is about introducing difference of opinion and challenging perspective, okay? Michelle Foster, an education professor at the University of Louisville, said much of what she learned about slavery she got from her family, not a connection between the Capitol riot, the terrorist attack on June 6th, I don't know why they're not calling it what it is, and the slate of bill filed linked them to fear of the changing country. And I'm going to tell you what, they didn't punish anybody. And then some of these people, they got brought them up on like frivolous charges. One lady wants to go to Mexico. The judge said, okay, go. A lot of these people, we know the police force has been infiltrated. They're not dealing with that. Congress has been infiltrated. Senate has been infiltrated. A lot of your major judges have been infiltrated. The prosecutors, we have infiltrations all over. The criminal justice system needs to be overhauled. It needs to be defunded. It needs to be dismantled. It needs to be torn down from the ground up, and they need to relay the foundation and rebuild it, okay, and put more women and minorities. And I do believe that black cops need to be in black areas and white cops need to be in white areas. That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying. They also need a place where these police officers can go that's off the books, that they can come and complain off the books, you know, I want to say mysteriously, but no. They should be able to complain without identifying themselves, you know, as far as tell your situation, tell what happened, but you don't have to identify yourself. I'm just saying they have to have a safe place to confess. They have to have a safe place to complain. They have to have a safe place to where they can go and say, hey, this is what's happening on the street, and it's time to get it together. It's time to, seriously, it's time to get it together. Okay, let's continue on. I think there are historical and societal conditions that give rise to this fear, and one way to deal with fear is to pass legislation that restricts it, she said, because that way you feel like you can control what people learn and how people feel and what people think. And a lot of people who are in law enforcement are standing behind their badges and they're being abusive. They're standing behind those badges. They're standing behind prosecutor titles. They're standing behind judge titles. They're standing behind attorney titles, and they're abusing their authority, okay? They're being racist with some of these decisions. A lot of these decisions wouldn't be made if the client was not black. They would be totally different decisions if they were white, okay? And then you can have the status quo, okay? So my thing is we have to continuously bring it to the forefront, and it's time to make America deal with the racism. It's time to deal, make America deal with their stuff. It's time for us to stop trying to make white folk comfortable, and let's talk about the true crime. Let's talk about what's really going on. Let's talk about what the 1619 really means, the bigger picture, and what it really means, okay? When black folks speak truth, white folks feel like we're being racist, okay? And, of course, our truth is going to sound like it's racist because our truth is telling you about you, right, folks? Our truth is telling them about themselves, and they don't want to hear it. They don't – you know, I read something that said, well, you know, it bothers me when I keep reading this, and they'll say, well, nobody is alive that has in hand in slavery. And I said, well, true. I said, you know, you do have a couple people, but – nobody is alive, went through the Holocaust either, but you still gave the money, and nobody was alive that had that 1816 treaty that you wrote for the Indians, but you still gave them money, right? So it doesn't matter if somebody's alive or not. So now you want to say, okay, let's do a study. Why is it we always get a freaking study? The hell with a study. Let's go ahead and get these reparations because you know that we were in slavery. You know how you treated us, and it's not just white folk. It's Jewish people. We get it from the Asians. We get it from the Arabs. I'm sorry, not Asians. The Arabs, we get it from Africa. I'm sorry. We have to get paid from Africa, too, okay, because they paid the Mazungas, didn't they? Okay, now they have to pay us for sending us into slavery. Yes, I do believe that they owe us money because we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them. We're supposed to be supporting our own. We're supposed to be supporting and protecting our own, and that's not what happened. They gave up a group of people for whiskey and wine and guns and crazy little stuff, mirrors. They gave over a whole human because you wanted a bottle of wine. You gave over a whole human for a gun. You know, and a lot of them you talk to, they say, man, we didn't know how bad it was over there. And, that, you know, when I look at the Africans now and I think about how some of them are so ready to take this vaccine, and I'm looking at them like, didn't you guys go through apartheid? And my guy at work said, well, yeah, only South Africans went through apartheid. I said, everybody didn't go through. I said, I said, but even dealing with South Africans, they should know better. They went through apartheid. They should remember how they were, have been treated. And they, you know, even people here in America, I look at how, you know, everybody's fighting over this vaccine, and everybody, even though we're talking about it, and we've been talking about it and talking about it, you still have black folk that's willing to sit in those chairs to be guinea pigs, which is I just cannot make sense of that, because I was talking to my mom the other day, and I was talking about, who was that ball player? I can't even say, Hank Aaron, yes, Lord, I don't do sports, so this is why. So we talked about Hank Aaron, and I said, well, I said, you would think that Hank Aaron was like 80-some years old, right? I said, you would think that he would have known better. White folk have not changed over his 80 years that he's dealt with them. White folk have not changed. But I find a lot of black folk that are in their 60s, 70s, and 80s, they trust white folk more than the younger people. And I said, but you've had the longest time to deal with them. Why is it so many of these older people are still trusting white folks? It's because of the blank brainwashing. You know, and this is what my mom said, it's called the brainwashing. They think that over time, white folk have changed. I said, well, what have they exhibited, and how have they exhibited change to them? Why is it that you can see the same behavior that I see? And I watched the Black Panther movie the other night, and I see the same stuff. We're still fighting and marching and repeating the same stuff. No justice, no peace. We're still repeating that same stuff that they were repeating in 63, the same stuff that they were repeating way back in the day. We're still repeating it today, and then we'll talk about how white folk have changed. Well, what are you looking at that I'm not seeing? I've seen the different experiments that was done on black people.
So for you to tell me that they've changed or for you to think that they've changed, I think you're delusional. You're walking around with your eyes closed, okay? And I don't understand why is it that we are so apt to trust our enemies when we have gone through the worst hell with them, okay? We've gone through some very treacherous times, very traumatic times, and even still today. And even you look at today, how our kids are treated and how the police still brutality is going on and how they could stop that at any time. But instead, you want to give us a vaccine and tell us we care. So you want to beat the hell out of us and then turn around like an abusive. It's almost like an abusive relationship, how your husband, you know how you have a woman have an abusive husband, and then, you know, he beat the hell out of her, and then turn around and, you know, I love you, and then beat you some more, and then I love you, beat you some more. That's the relationship that we have with America. So my thing is, we should get to the place where we are getting some tickets to visit Africa. And I'm going to talk about this every one of my shows because I want us. There is Blackfoot. I keep talking about Blackfoot. There is the Journey to Eden, our Journey to Eden. I'm naming I am naming some YouTube video people that we can watch that to encourage us to move. Blackfoot, B-L-A-X, space I-T, Julia, okay, she's in the Gambia. And then I've seen Africa, it's for Africans. I don't know his name. His name is hard to, Kajami. No, I'm not. I don't even want to pretend that I know his name. You talk about Wade. W-O-D-E. He has videos out and talking to different people that's come from America, moved to Africa, from Negroes to Hebrews. Ron Dalton, you can look him up. He's getting ready to do a trip to Africa in August, if I'm not mistaken. And he is looking, you know, they're going there to buy land. So my thing is save your $500, start saving money to take a trip to Africa. Go with a group, and a group that's getting ready to look into purchasing land, purchase land with the group instead of trying to do it by yourself and on your own. I think that right there is less likely to be a scam. Just like Julia with Blackfoot, she's offering land in the Gambia. Global Properties, which is working with Julia, if you do buy some land, you can have him to build it because he's, you know, somebody that we see his work, okay? He's worked with Julia. He's building people houses there on the continent now. Also, I think it's time for us to just be honest and then just say that they are never going to accept us here. They're never going to care. They're going to always try not to give us reparations. But we, and I was telling my husband this the other day. I said, wouldn't it be something if Yahshua made Biden the man that did the most harm to black people, give us reparations? Wouldn't that be something? That would be the best thing ever. That'll be worth all of what he did. It'll just be worth it. Because my thing is, the very person that you tried to hurt the most, you end up, the devil end up blessing him. That right there is just like, whoa. That would be mind-blowing for me. That he would make Biden pay us reparations. Because I do believe that, you know, in reparations is paying a debt that's owed, for repair damage that you did in the black community. And still today, we still have black people, even till today, that's still in jail for a little bag of weed. Okay, I'm just saying, for nonviolent crimes, you have people in jail that's serving life sentences or 30, 40, 50, 60 years sentences. I don't think that's right. I think now is the time for prison reform. Go throughout the cases, and these people that's been in jail since 1970, 1980, let them out, please. You don't have to spend a life, and you didn't even kill nobody. You got Amber Geiger, who killed Botham Jean, they got 10 years. Well, no, she got 5 years. What, 5, 10? I don't know, 12, 10? I don't know what the woman got, but still, she killed somebody and got less than a person, a black person, who had drugs, crack, that was placed in our neighborhood, my wife, okay, that ended up hitting their neighborhood, too. So, you know, I was watching that, how the Panthers and how they went to the drug dealer, okay, and they told him to release the drugs into the black neighborhood. And not only did they release it to the black neighborhood, but they also released it to the whites, okay? And even now, you know, they got it back then.
but they still get it today with the opiates, okay? So it's time to be honest. It's time. Because you have to understand, even on Facebook, I get in Facebook jail a lot. And it's for truth, okay? Our truth is going to sound like hate to them. Our truth is going to make them feel uncomfortable. Our truth is going to make them think, oh, my God, make them think that we're trying to make them look bad. But, no, you made yourself look bad by doing what you did, okay? This is your history, okay, the truth of how we were treated. No white person can tell a black person's history or tell our story for us, okay? We can only tell our story. So when I see white folks trying to tell, you know, us trying to tell people that, you know, black folk and our Negroes or black people was happy. They were happy to be slaves. They were happy. You know what? I'm never going to get it. I will never get it when I see black white folks talking that crazy, because that's trade stuff. And I do believe that they're all delusional. Okay, and they all just saying stuff just to be saying stuff. They know that garbage ain't true. You couldn't possibly believe that white folk, that black folk was happy being yeses and being beat and babies being cut out of their stomachs and stumped, being fed, our babies being fed to alligators, our babies being sold, women being raped, our men being raped in front of the families by homosexual men that didn't want to come out and say that they were homosexual, so used an excuse on why to sodomize another man who raped our babies, who raped our children. How could you be happy about that? Who caused so much pain to black families and black people? How could you be happy about that? Who beat you for stealing an egg because you was hungry, or eating a loaf of bread, or eating a piece of bread because you were hungry? How could you be happy about that? You know, so I look at that and I shake my head, because they are so delusional when it comes to black people. And a lot of the stuff that they were taught, they believed it, okay? And they still believe it today, which is sad, because it's time for us to tell the truth. It's time for us to make them feel uncomfortable. And, yes, our truth is going to make them feel uncomfortable, and it's okay, because it's time for us to be honest. In order for us, like the man said, in order for us to really take care of the racism in America, it's time for us to be honest and real honest about the truth about racism, okay, and how the 1619 is just not about color. It was about a whole lot of money, okay, that was being made off of slaves. And when I look at people and they say, oh, Abraham Lincoln was our friend, I'm like, no, he wasn't. He only freed you because he said, if I could do this without freeing slaves, I would. So he wasn't trying to be your savior. He wasn't trying to be your hero. He was just trying to save North and South from coming apart. And that's going to happen again, you guys, because as soon as Biden writes a law for your guns, then white folk going to rise up again, because they didn't get any real punishment or really serious charges for terrorizing or rioting on D.C. when they took over the Capitol building. They didn't really get any serious charges, okay? And so other people are watching that, and they're going to say, hey, they didn't get any serious charges. Why would we get serious charges? So this is going to happen again, and I do believe that they are going to destroy themselves, okay? We're not going to have to destroy them. We're not going to have to do nothing. They are going to destroy themselves. I do believe that, because they are so adamant about those guns, and when Biden tries to take them away, it's going to be civil war all over again. Let me ask you a question. What you guys hear about this? Somebody was saying that in 2024, Trump is going to run again as another political party. What would you guys think about that? I do believe that that's going to happen. That's going to be kind of interesting. So you're going to have a Democrat, Republican, plus you're going to have another political party. I wish that black folk would take this time to get their own political party. I really do believe that we should run independent, or maybe not independent, but indigenous. I don't know. I just wish we would run as independent or something, okay, have our own political party. But we are going to have to start now in getting that together. We have to start getting black folks' mindset ready to support our own party. Okay, because you got a whole lot of sold-out black Democrats that know that these people are not going to do anything for us, but they'll keep on voting them into office for nothing. They're not going to do anything for us. I don't even know if they said they was going to meet with they said that they was going to meet with Ice Cube. I don't know if they met with that brother or not. I don't think so. As of yet, I don't think so. Okay. But I do believe that he's on the right track. He did get some other people like Claude Anderson to talk to and some other black people. So I do believe that he's on the right track, but I think it can be tweaked a little bit more. But at least he's trying. At least he's putting it out there. But I wish that he had to put it out there a little to get it in black folks' mind that we have to start asking for something. You cannot continuously not ask them for anything and thinking that you're going to get something out of nothing. If you didn't ask him nothing, you're going to get nothing. And Joe Biden didn't promise you anything, but you gave him that seat for nothing. You gave it to him for free. And now you're looking like, he didn't say, he didn't ask, he didn't say he's going to do nothing for us. He won't. We can't even get him to mention us. We can't get him to say he's going to give us nothing. But he gave the immigrants, he gave the Asians, he gave the Indians something, right? But he's not giving black people anything, right? Okay. I'm just saying. But you gave him your vote for nothing. You didn't even require him to mention your name. You didn't even require him to say, I'm sorry. You didn't even require nothing. You just said, here, take my vote, and whatever you do with it, you do. I don't know what it's going to take for us to get it together. I'm thinking about that now, and I'm like, God, it just looks so crazy. But go on Secret Flights. Look for your ticket to Africa. I think they're running $650, $700 at the most, okay? And go out there to buy your land. Save you $1,000 up. So most of us getting ready to get our taxes. Take that money and buy you some land. Take that money and buy your ticket to Africa and buy you some land. Most of you don't have anything holding you back here. Take your clothes with you. Take your children with you and get your bus to Africa. I'm just saying, what do you have holding you here? You can start a new history in Africa. Okay, you go down there, parents, your kids will follow. Okay, you got grown children, they'll follow. Grown children want to see something different. They want something different. They just need, they need you to show that it's okay. They need you to help them out by you going first. And you might, they may need to live with you for a minute, and then they'll come down, But they need you to show interest that it's okay. Okay, so let's give our babies what's needed. Let's encourage them to restart, okay, because it's getting ready to be a reset right now. And I hope you're buying your silver. I hope you're into Bitcoin right now just for a minute and keep watching it every day so when it starts going down. And this is what you can do. And this is what I've been doing. My winnings as far as Bitcoin, take out like $250, $300 and buy you some silver every 2 weeks. Whatever winnings you have, take it and buy you some silver. If you have, say, for instance, you have $300 over, just say like you have $1,000, okay, and you just got, $1,000, take $300 every 2 weeks and buy towards your silver, okay? You can make sure you have your non-perishables, make sure you have your water, make sure you have your flashlights, batteries, toiletries, non-perishables, Patriot. I did order some food from the Patriot, and I'm looking at it, and I think I'm going to buy it. They have this hot water bottle that it heats up by the sun, and it could heat your food up. You put water in it, and you could heat your food up. By the rays, it's like a solar panel, and it opens up, and the sun gets on that part, which has solar panels on it or something, and it heats up your water, and then you can use that. But I'm just wanting you guys to think about it. We doing a reset, okay? I listen to Pimpy and Lynette Zane, and they are talking about the reset now, okay? And we are in the midst of a reset. So they're going to use this COVID vaccine. They're going to use this COVID-19. And I probably shouldn't even say that word. Oh, Lord. Okay. They're going to use that as an excuse to reset the economy. Okay. So in order for you guys to get ahead, I hope you're buying your silver. It's only $30. I think it's like $38. I should check that. I think it is on $38 right now for silver.
Money Meadows, 1-800-800-1865, and you can get your Money Meadows, and they do take Bitcoin. So, and I tried it. I did buy some. I was trying it, and it worked out pretty good. So hopefully you'll, I'm trying to see how much is Money Meadow right now. I think Money Meadow's the only one that takes Bitcoin. Let's see how much their silver is. Huh, it's actually $32 for 1 ounce silver buffalo. Hold on, let me go into it and see how much. $33.74 is what it's going for. Okay, $33.74. Okay. Okay, so let me see. Is that the only silver they have? Let's see what else they got. Hold on. Shoot. Let me see what else. They need to get back to the same page. I'm trying to go into, because they have, when you go into Money Meadows, they have the silver. Now, I've seen some that says the silver, the lady, what is she? Let me see who she is. Hold on, I forgot her name. Go into the silver. I go into the silver rounds when I go on, but you can go into the silver coins. And wow, this American Eagle is 38. Okay, and it is 1 ounce. Okay, 999.999. That's what you want. 38. Let me see the true price of it. You go into it. It says up to. Wow. Hold on. Let me see. I think it's like. Oh, Jesus, hold on. I'm trying to go in here and see individually. Okay. Yeah, 39. Wow, that silver eagle, that thing is going for $39.64, you guys. So silver is really going up. I went into the coins, and I went into the, and I got that buffalo round head. And it is 0.999 pure, and it's going for $33.75. So let me just explain why you should do silver. You can do Bitcoin and silver, which is, you know, what a lot of people are doing. If silver is going up to be at least $1,000, that means that you, even if you spent $40 on one coin, you've just gotten $1,000 from that $40 investment, you guys. That's not bad. I'm just saying. And if you hold on to it, silver is going to eventually go up to $5,000 to $7,000. I mean, that right there can be an investment on a down payment for a building or land in Africa. One coin, you can switch over and get your $1,000, and you can buy some land with one coin that you pay $40 with. I'm just saying, it's just different things that we can do. It's now time for us to get our mindset together, family. It's time for us to get. Hey, African Tigers, how are you? Welcome. I'm sorry I didn't even see you. Welcome. But now it's time for us to get our silver, okay? So let's think about doing that, you guys. Let's go on and purchase our silver. If you have Bitcoin, continue putting your money into just a little bit. Don't go and put $10,000 into Bitcoin. No, you can keep it low, do maybe $1,500, $2,000, and you're watching it every day. So when you're winning, from your winnings, you take some out, okay? Or you can do $1,500. And from your winnings, you take maybe $300 of your winnings, or and then you buy your silver. Then that way you keep your basic $1,500 there, and every time you go up $300, you take it out, you buy some silver. You go up to every 2 weeks, you take it out, buy some silver. I'm just saying, this is a great way. My granddaughter, I started her off with $20 and Bitcoin, and she's now at like, what, $200? That's good for, and she's 12. But I wanted to introduce investing to her. I wanted to introduce it. So guess what? She can actually take some money out and get her a piece or two pieces of silver right now. I'm just saying, this is called the Great Reset, which I wanted to talk about. How can we protect ourselves even when we move to Africa, to the continent? How can we protect ourselves from losing when we even get there? Okay, for the ones that are creating their businesses, what you need to do is get you a pandemic-free a business that's not going to be impacted by the pandemic.
okay? And we talked about that, Dr. Harnett. She lives in Africa. She has a YouTube page, and she talks about the, you know, different ways and the different businesses. And I think if you're smart, she only charges like $197 to join her group a month, but she's giving you information on how, what kind of business you want in Africa, and she's helping you to get started. Okay, so this is somebody that we know, somebody that's doing it, somebody that's making it happen, and a lot of people have very great things to say about her. Okay, how she's helped them out. Okay, I was involved in her group. That's how I know her. That's how I knew about her. You know, so yeah, I love her group. Okay, but I want us to get to the place where we are going there to help. We're not going there to be a hindrance. We are going there to start our businesses, and we're going there to be entrepreneurs. Okay, they have remote learning. They need schools. They need you to set up for different businesses as far as remote training, how you can train them to work at home through these contracting, through businesses. You can get, like, art galleries online, you know, working with the art galleries and stuff, and you create pictures that they want to feature every week, and you can feature them on your page, and you can get a certain percentage from that. I'm just saying there are different things that we can do to help us to grow, to help us to be self-sufficient, okay? You cannot rely on this city. You cannot rely on America. You cannot rely on America anymore because it's not there. The dollar is losing its value. You can invest in rupiah. You can invest in the dinar. You can invest in the dong. You can invest in these different dollars from different countries. So when they revalue their money, you get the America, the value of it from America. I'm just saying these are different ways how we can invest in order that we can move. Also, Trade and Travel has a trading plan. She is charging like $2,500 for people that want to learn how to trade. I think if you're going to get into trading, you need some help. You need, it's like the school. You didn't come out of school. You didn't go into the hospital and start operating. You had to go to school for that. Go to school for trading. Boyce Watkins, he has stock. He'll give you some information on stock. Join his club. Stock, you know, he teaches you how to do the stock. He teaches you how to, what stocks to buy. So I believe we need training, Trade and Travel. Her program is $2,500, and she teaches you how to read the chart. A lot of us don't know how to read charts. That's how we lose the money. If you're going to get into something, at least learn how to do it. Learn how to read the charts, and she teaches you when to get in. She teaches you when to get out. She teaches you, you know, she has different steps as far as how to be successful at stocks. I'm just saying, so I'd rather learn how to do it in order, you know, for me not to lose all my money, okay, because I'm too cheap to pay for training. Excuse me. So it's time for us to get smart, and it is time for us to come together, and it's time for us to get our mindset ready for Africa. It's time for us to get to the point where we are knowing where the end game. The end game for most of us should be Africa. That is the end game. I mean, most of us are getting our ducks in a row, getting our money. You know, I just don't want to go there, bro. I want to have my ducks in a row. So, you know, I said I was going to go at one point. And I ain't have enough money to put in that I wanted. So I said, okay. But my thing is I'm going, but I want to make sure my money is right. I want to be able to retire. That is my focus, and maybe buy me a couple of properties. I want to invest in, you know, in some things over there. But I want to make sure that I'm comfortable. I don't want to get over there and rush myself and get over there and then have to come back and make, you know, I may come back and forth, but it may be a time where we can't come back and forth. So we have to be ready to stay, and we have to be ready to be there to be able to eat. You can't be in Africa and, you know, they don't have programs like we have in America, okay? They don't have an unemployment program. They don't have welfare EBT. You know, you have to be ready when you go over there, and I want to make sure that I'm ready. I'm not going to jump out there and be like, oh, my God, I should have did. No. I am coming, but I am trying to make sure that I'm good, okay? But we should all be trying to be good. We should all be saving some money. If you're getting ready to retire, you can get your retirement there. You can, you know, right now is a great time to invest. Put your investments together. Put your investments just like Trade and Travel. Some of her students make $1,000 a day, okay? Why aren't we in those classes to learn how to make $1,000 a day? I'm just saying. That will help us to get there, okay? Let me get in that class, and I'm making $1,000 a day. Deuces, baby, I'm just saying, I'm gone. I'm telling you, I am not trying to be here forever. I'm trying to be comfortable and get to the place where I can put my feet up and invest in a couple of properties, and, you know, I want affordable housing. I want to concentrate on that. I even thought about buying some land and doing agricultural, you know. I'm just saying, there's so many ways of us to move and to be able to eat, okay? There's so many ways. You can, how about, okay, I looked at some freezers, okay? I saw Dr. Harnett offer freezers. These freezers, $15,000, but you can charge your farmers to use your freezer. You can charge them a fee, okay? And you can have more than one farmer using the freezer. You can buy some land, and you can charge them maybe give them a whole row and charge them a small fee to plant whatever they want. It's almost like this is their little farm, okay, that they may not have to do in their own backyard, but they can come to yours and charge them a little fee to use a plot of your land. I'm just saying, and you can have maybe 20 rows out there, and you have 20 people paying you a small fee for you allowing them to plant whatever, like, I don't know, pineapples, corn, tomatoes, peppers. I'm just saying, green collard greens or something, and you got all that on your little one farm. They're taking care of their little space and, you know, paying your fee to do it, and then they can use your freezer, pay you another small fee. We're not going there trying to rob anybody. We are trying to help and create opportunities for them. And who knows, when we have this agricultural, all this land, when they go and everybody shut down and say, oh, we can't eat, oh, we're going to eat. I'm just saying, we're going to have our stuff. We're going to have our ducks in a row. So Africa will eat. And if you're smart, you'll get over there and start investing now. Okay, stop talking about the Chinese, what they doing, what they ain't doing. What are you doing? Let's concentrate on what black folk doing and how we're going to get our butts to Africa so that we can get so we can get our stuff together. Okay, if they do it, Chinese can do it, we can do it too. Stop being afraid to go to Africa. Stop being afraid of your future, because Africa is the future, whether you guys know it or not. Africa is the future. You have Ford Motor Company getting ready to go there now and establish cars, building cars there. Why? Why is he going to Africa? Are you serious? You have Nigeria. They have a company there in Nigeria that's a car plant, okay, that I was hearing about. Okay. I'm just saying, Africa is the future. The last shall be first and the first shall be last. You're looking at the last coming up first right now. Africa is getting ready to go into industries and rebuilding and manufacturing stuff. That is where it's at, to Africa, manufacturing your own stuff. Letting them come to you to buy your stuff. Okay, Africa. I'm just saying. It's time for us to get it together. I do appreciate each and every person that joined me today. I'm trying to be more consistent, but they changed my off day, so it was Monday instead of Tuesday. But I'm sure it might go back to next. I don't know. Yeah, it might go back to next Tuesday. But if not, look for me between the hours 11:30 Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. But usually Tuesday. But it might be next Monday. Okay. So with that said, family, I hope I've said something to educate us. I hope I've helped you guys. Don't forget to get your non-perishables, your water, because I'm serious. They are going to use this COVID thing as a way of resetting the economy. Okay, so they're going to fiat money. America money is going to be done. So go invest in Bitcoin right now while you can make some money. Get out of it quick. They're saying by April you need to be out of it. But go ahead and make your money right now. And invest in silver. Okay? Thank you, African Tigers, for joining. Thank you so much, sis. I do appreciate Michael. Thanks for joining, Mike. I appreciate you. And I do appreciate each and every person that joined, that even wanted to come by just to, you know, spend some time with us and learn some things. Not trying to hurt anybody's feelings, but this is a black show. Okay? We talk about black issues. And, so we're going to say power to the people. Y'all go ahead and watch that Black Panther movie. Okay, it's really good. Okay, but with that said, family, have a great day, and we'll see you next week. Peace, and thanks for joining. All right, Blog Talk, thank you so much. I thank you for joining, and I thank everybody for coming in and visiting us throughout the week, even when everything is said, gone, and done, still come and visit. I do appreciate that. I appreciate you telling your friends about us, and don't stop telling your friends about us, okay, because we're growing, and we're growing because of you. So let's continue passing the word. And let's continue learning, okay? Because right now we're into some very challenging times, and it is time for us to be truthful with ourselves and deal with some things, okay?
With that said, family, I do appreciate each and every person that comes by, even when we're on and off the air, and how, you know, we're just coming in and we're supporting one another, and that's what it's all about, supporting one another right now, okay? Go ahead. I hope you got the information about the silver. It is time for us to reinvest in us, to reinvest in our future, okay? With that said, family, I want us to have a great day, and I want you to support a black business. This is Black History Month. I want you to support a black-owned business, and because that's the only way that we're going to ever get ahead is we support each other, and that's what it's about. It's about us taking time out to be there for one another. And that's the only way that we're going to survive. And we need to start learning that now, how to do that right now. Because what's coming is going to take us as a family coming together and understanding us and being there for us and getting our minds renewed and stop thinking that distrusting your brother because you've been taught to. But with that said, have an amazing rest of your day. And we'll see you back here either next Tuesday at 11 or next Monday at 11. Take care, family. Thank you.